Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is a case of I told you so. This is the so-called Satanist group that wants to meet in public schools. They frankly are targeting the Good News Clubs. They want to start up a lot of controversy and scare people into just denying the Good News Clubs, these after-school programs for children in elementary school, roughly ages 5 through 12. They really have no other reason for existence. And what we said before, when they hit the media earlier this year, they're not going to last very long. Well, we've got a story about one of them that just fizzled, and they're all going to fizzle, frankly. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, we have these atheists. They don't believe in the devil any more than they believe in God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they have created the so-called Satanist temple, and they have these after-school programs. Why do they have them? They're really not after-school programs. They really don't have any point, but they're running around the country. In some places, it's a very small group, frankly, but they run around the country. They try to find where these after-school Good News Clubs are, and then they make an application saying that they want an after-school Satanist club for the elementary school children. Well, that gets the school board and the community in an uproar, and they say, well, we don't want a Satanist club on campus. They're hoping that they will then say, well, in order to resolve this, we have to shut down the Good News Clubs. Well, number one, no school has ever shut down the Good News Club because of the scare tactic. And number two, here's a situation point in hand. Point Defiance Elementary School in Tacoma, Washington, has an after-school Good News Club. The Seattle Satanic Temple wanted to have an after-school program. They offered their first meeting in December 2016. Apparently, one child showed up. That's it. And now they are no more. They have fizzled.
Oops.
Yeah, they think they're being clever here. This is clearly, as you point out, an assault on Good News Clubs. The whole idea here, in order to shut down the Good News Clubs, they missed the target by a mile. And what's fun to me is that this is something you predicted at the onset.
Yeah, we said this is just a bunch of media hype. That's all they're trying to do. It got a lot of media attention, though.
Yeah,
Holly.
They're really into publicity stunts.
Yeah, and of course the media picked it up. Oh, these clubs on campus. And well, what do you think about that? Well, the Tacoma School Board made a decision last year, 2016, to allow the Satanist Club. They had to, because the only other option, and this is what the Satanist Club wanted, it was an equal access issue.
Right.
So they allow other after-school programs, say, for example, the Good News Club, the Scouts, other things. Now the Satanist Club wants to come there and have a program for the elementary school students. The Tacoma School Board had two decisions to make. Shut down everybody, which is what the club, the Satanist group, wanted them to do. But they didn't do it. They called their bluff. They said, okay, you can meet. That caused some controversy among the parents and the community, naturally. They don't want a Satanist club on campus. We said, hold on. It's not going to be there very long. So their first meeting was December 2016. One child and one child only showed up. Probably it was the child of the person who was behind it.
Could be.
Yeah.
And she said that the club, she learns about evolution. They promote gender confusion and abortion. So everything against godly principles, everything against what the Good News Clubs are teaching these children.
Yeah, they want to teach these elements. I mean, the Satanist Club or the Satanist Temple, so-called, states that its purpose is to target school districts where the Good News Clubs meet after school.
Right.
And then when they get on campus and they get approved, of course, no one shows up, but what they want to teach them is abortion, evolution, and things against God.
Yeah, that's the takeaway here. That's the big takeaway. They've stumbled onto something here that is fantastic because they have exposed the reality that worldview, those viewpoints you think about similarly For instance, the Satanists and Planned Parenthood have now aligned themselves. Yeah. You have Satanists coming to the defense of Planned Parenthood. You'll recall back in Texas, when Texas passed a pro-life bill, the Satanists chanting while Christians were singing Amazing Grace, they were chanting, "Hail Satan, Hail Satan," the pro-abortionists were. And so they have shown that there are two sides to this argument. On one side is truth. It's fidelity to scripture, to the sanctity of life, to natural human sexuality, to the truths of Christ as the savior of the world. And on the other side is the enemy of Christ, is Satan himself, along with the worldviews that's and the worldview that Satan pushes. Pro-abortion, pro-homosexual activism, evolution, Darwinian evolution, the lie that there is no God, God denial, all of these things. So really what they've done here is stumbled onto something pretty clever. They have helped draw the clear line of demarcation between dark and light, good and evil. And so, you know, to that end, I think maybe we owe the Satanist Club a thank you.
And the good news is light prevailed, good
right.
prevailed.
Yeah.
As the always. Good news clubs still exist. They're growing around the country. These so-called after-school Satan clubs will cease, have ceased. They're not going to make it. First time I ever encountered Satanism in the context of abortion was in 1990 when we had a special session in Tallahassee and we were marching in the street there in front of the Capitol, and there were witches up on the step shouting incantations down on the crowd. They were dressed in witches' garb. And the abortion clinic that I ultimately was involved with regards to pro-life sidewalk counselors that went to the U.S. Supreme Court in Melbourne, Florida, where I represented Judy Madsen Johnson, Judy Madsen back then, they had workers that would show up with bumper stickers about Satanism. So it's no wonder Satan obviously is dark and, you know, relishes in destruction and death. And it's no wonder why they would then collaborate with the abortion industry like Planned Parenthood. But here, that's exactly, it's interesting because here, this after-school Satanist club, these are atheists, frankly.
Right.
These are not real Satanists. These are atheists masquerading as Satanists. Why? Because if they're just atheists, it doesn't have as much media sizzle, if you will. But if they're Satanists, they say that they're Satanists, that's what catches the media, and that's what gets the people riled up. And their hope is to shut down the good news of the gospel for these young boys and girls that are there to have good news about moral character development, right and wrong, truth, respect, and understanding the gospel and being able to read and share Bible verses and have great fellowship.
And, you know, I just say bravo to those parents who protested and who stood strong and said, we don't want our children to be exposed to this. And just encourage any parents out there, you know, who have Good News Clubs on their campus to fully support them, or if they don't have them, to look into having them on their campus, because they are an excellent, excellent program for the children to teach morals and character development from a Christian yeah. standpoint.
Matt, atheism and Satanism, to a large extent, they're one and the same. Let me explain that. Satan, the scriptures talk about him as the deceiver.
Right.
Well, atheism is a deception. It is a secular humanist self-worship kind of thing that denies the Godhead, that denies accountability to a creator, that embraces moral relativism. Well, Satanism is the overt name of what that deception is.
Now, that's a good point. They have ultimately a lot of things in common with one another. You know, these so-called after-school Satanist clubs, and they're really not clubs, they're just media constructs that these people try to throw out there, but they have nothing good to offer the school, nothing good to offer the students, nothing good to offer the parents. But Good News Clubs, on the other hand, have so much to offer the parents and the students. I encourage you not to just curse the darkness, but take light to where darkness is. These Good News Clubs are powerful, they're effective, and we need more of them around the country. There's so many opportunities for you to get involved. Contact Liberty Council at 407-875-1776. We can put you in touch with the local or the National Child Evangelism Fellowship, which sponsors the Good News Clubs. We represent them all over the country. And we've never lost a case at the final resort of any court in the country on the Good News Clubs. Get involved. Take this opportunity to take the good news to the elementary schools immediately after school. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.